This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are season 5. This is episode 4. We are a long way from the beginning of the 2020 National Football League regular season, but I do want to thank our presenting sponsor for the last 4 years running, and that is Hooters. The original Hooters brand, located where I live in the Tampa Bay area, is responsible for double-digit Hooters restaurants throughout the region. Over the past few years, we have had our draft parties, we have had other events at various Hooters locations, most notably the Tampa location on West Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. Do they call it West Hillsborough Avenue? It's Hillsborough Avenue. That much I know. In Tampa, a little north of Raymond James Stadium and Steinbrenner Field. And even though we have a lot of uncertainty going forward with the 2020 National Football League season, Hooters did renew. They are on board. They just are making one adjustment as far as we are concerned, and that is they are emphasizing takeout for our fantasy football podcast leagues, and they want to emphasize that for you. So rather than us or other groups packing in tight at Hooters restaurants in the Tampa Bay area, they want you to be more comfortable, whether you are doing it via online, via Zoom, or a comfortable setting where you have social distancing that is not at the restaurant, and they want you to order Hooters takeout for your fantasy football drafts. We will follow suit. I will be making some announcements in the coming weeks with how I'm going to assemble our fantasy podcast leagues, and certainly we'll be reaching out to managers I know, like the great Tony Metzler at the John's Pass location, and see if he wants to do some Hooters takeout for our fantasy football podcast leagues. Thank you to Hooters, 4 seasons running as the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And until further notice, we're not doing any events at Hooters, but hopefully some things change, and hopefully we have a football season, and perhaps by the end of the year we can do our regular season finale party like we did last year. So thank you very much to Hooters. Remember, the original Hooters brand has over 10 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Email specific to the fantasy podcast is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I haven't looked at it since we started season 5. It feels so early, and we are just in the beginning of August. And I think it's this weekend. Now, let me go backwards here. Yeah, I think this weekend would have been the Hall of Fame exhibition between the Cowboys and the Steelers. So we wouldn't even be to week one of preseason. So we have a lot of time because the NFL season does not start until September the 10th. So we're still over a month out from that. And there's obviously no urgency for you to do your fantasy football drafts. I'm sure many of you are wondering how this is all going to play out. So we're just sort of taking it a little bit at a time, pacing ourselves. And this gives me an opportunity to talk about setting up your league, which I think is a very underrated part of being not only a good commissioner, but you as an owner have choices. And if you see things that are going on in your league and you don't like them, you are allowed to speak up. You are allowed to present your case. And what I would suggest is to talk to other owners you are friendly with so you are not the lone wolf, where a commissioner just says, well, no one else is bringing this up, and well, we'll put it to a vote, and you're voted down because even owners you're friendly with haven't heard the idea. For the 5 years of this fantasy football podcast, I have been emphasizing to bring your leagues into the 21st century and eliminate the mandatory tight end position in a starting lineup. There's absolutely no reason for it. There's no justification for it. And as the years go on, nothing changes. This doesn't mean that George Kittle, nor the return of Rob Gronkowski, nor Zach Ertz, nor Travis Kelce have a role in your fantasy football league. However, they simply should be evaluated just like wide receivers, because essentially that's where they're lining up. That's basically the position that they play. And they score points the same way that wide receivers do. So instead of the mandatory tight end, where during bye weeks, all owners are scrambling and wasting way too much time on names that may not generate them any points at all, and there's really no skill, very, very little data to go on, your life is just made a hell of a lot easier if you eliminate the mandatory tight end and replace it with the W/T, which is the wide receiver tight end flex position. I do it just like that, not with the running back involved, wide receiver tight end flex. That allows you to play a tight end if you have one to play, or you can go the entire season, never draft a tight end, never pick up a tight end, never trade for a tight end, never worry about the tight end position. And as one of the things that I do in fantasy football, and I encourage all of you to do it as well, make your leagues feel as much like the real game as possible. Look, the tight end has been phased out as the years have gone on. And that's why there are only barely a handful that are legitimate number one starters in terms of their fantasy football production. So if you have a 10, 12, 14, maybe even a 16-team fantasy league, don't subject yourself to wasting time on tight ends that don't even touch the ball and are insignificant in their team's offense. So that's one of the things. And then I've been doing that for years. And then a few years back, I did what I called the Matt Prater adjustment. And I call it that because in a league I was asked to play in at the last minute, where I filled in for someone, knew a few people in the league, not everybody in the league, and some of the things about the league I didn't like, but I did them a favor. They appreciated how I played. I won a division, and on from there. And then the next year I said, okay, are you good? And they're like, well, yeah, do you want? I'm like, no, I don't need to play in your league again. It's okay. If you've got the people to do it this year and you're okay, then I don't need to come back. I did it and I'm good. There was a game in which my opponent, a good friend of mine in the league, basically survived in the game until Monday night solely because Matt Prater, then kicking for the Lions, went off in a bad game and banged 250-plus yarders, 240-plus yarders, but he may have missed an extra point, might have even missed from inside a 40. And I looked at the numbers and I said, no kicker should be worth this much in fantasy. They just shouldn't. And they should be penalized for bad misses. And the NFL seems to have agreed. They've made the extra point tougher by moving it back to basically make it a 33-yard extra point. That has worked. There is now some drama in the point after touchdown. It changes the way you think about the point after touchdown. So the Matt Prater adjustment I have implemented in all of my leagues, my personal league and my podcast leagues, for a few years running now, and I have no reason to change it. And if you want to put it in your league, it is very easy to do because you can adjust the settings of your league accordingly. And do it also because it reflects the actual points a kicker makes for his team in an actual football game. There is no 4-point field goal in the NFL. There is no 5-point field goal in the NFL. So what I have done is made all field goals worth 3 points, just like the game we actually watch. It's 3 points. If your kicker makes a field goal, you get 3. It doesn't matter how long it is. It can be 19 yards. It can be 65 yards. On the scoreboard in the NFL, what's it worth? Right. That's what it should be worth in fantasy. 3 points. It's a kicker. It's a field goal. It has a number assigned to it. Same with the extra point. You make it, you get 1 point. But I have balanced that out with the need to penalize kickers if they miss what's considered a makeable kick. And I think we would all agree that missing an extra point is a bad thing and a makeable kick. So in my league, there is a 1 point penalty for a kicker that misses a field goal. So in essence, it can be a 2 point swing. If you are watching your kicker line up for a field goal and he shanks it, instead of getting one, you lose one. And when it comes to the field goals themselves, instead of an incentive for bonus points in kicks made over 40, I simply say, okay, if a kicker misses from 40 and out, there's no penalty. Because that's in essence what the fantasy community was saying, that, wow, that's a tough kick, so we should reward them with more points if it's between 40 and 49, or even more of a reward if it's between 50 and whatever. Well, I don't agree. It's still a kicker. It's just a damn field goal. It's worth 3 points to me. But I do agree that it's a different yardage. So instead of a reward, let's just waive the penalty. And in my leagues, any field goal missed from 39 and in is also a minus one penalty, just as missing an extra point is a minus one penalty. So again, I've removed the bonus from 40 and out, but added the penalty for 39 and in. To me, that balances out, it works well, and it also prevents a damn kicker from overly impacting your fantasy game in a particular week, like that Matt Prater did in that particular game where he scored 18, 5-5, 4-4. Yeah, and there were a couple of touchdowns. He had in the 20s and even had, I think, a miss or two. So that doesn't happen in this system. Now, if you have a Will Lutz and Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara can't get it in the end zone and Lutz hits 7, goes 7-for-7, yeah, that's a big game on the field for that kicker for the Saints, and you should be rewarded with a 21-point game. And you get that, just as the Saints get it. So again, if you'd like to implement it and you'd like to have kickers' impact lessened on your fantasy football games, which they should be, my way to do it is very simple. They make an extra point, they earn 1 point. They miss an extra point, they lose 1 point. They make any field goal, it's 3 points. They miss a field goal from 39 and in, they lose 1 point. And that's it. That's the scoring for kickers. It's that simple. It's a better way to do it. And I encourage you to implement it or consider it for your fantasy football league this season. Again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I promise I'll start looking in there by this weekend or next week once we start moving to within about 1 month of the start of the regular season. I don't sense any of you are doing any fantasy drafts yet, so I don't feel the urgency to jump in there. And my social media, of course, is ToddWright2020 on Instagram, ToddWright2020 on Twitter, and on Facebook. It's simply one page. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thank you to Hooters and the original Hooters brand in the Tampa Bay area for their sponsorship of Season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. When you do plan your fantasy draft, whether you do it individually or you do it socially distanced in a private or safe environment, just consider Hooters for takeout the night of your fantasy draft. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time.